The news from Lake Wobegon is brought to you by Fiber One Honey Cluster Cereal. With a touch of sweet honey and brown sugar, each serving has more than half of the daily value of fiber. Fiber One. Cardboard no, delicious yes.
Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown. Out there on the edge of the prairie. We've had quite a bit of rain here this last week, and that's just fine by us. If you grew up on a farm, you never complain about rain, and rain simplifies your life by eliminating some of your options. Things get canceled. You didn't want to go to them anyway, so now you're free. Hope they don't reschedule. We've had a lot of wood ticks this year, big crop of wood ticks, and you can see people in church in the morning squirming around trying to find them. They always get down into the private places that you would hesitate to reach down in front of polite people, which is mostly what you find in a church. This is what evolution has done, you see, over millions of years. It has eliminated all of those wood ticks who would have just crawled into the palm of your hand or tried to plant themselves on your face. And it's preserved all of the wood ticks who like to crawl into crevices. And so people were occupied by that this last Sunday in church, even as the pastor was talking about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit intervenes for us on earth. But the Holy Spirit wasn't doing anything about these wood ticks. And people were kind of writhing in their chairs, and you could see what was on their minds. Wood ticks have some effect on people, we're not sure. But looking around at the people who seem to be tormented by wood ticks, you wouldn't want to be like them. So there's always that to worry about. The Tollerudes, Daryl and Marilyn, are planning their vacation. They do a vacation every summer after the crops are in. They take off in their big white van with their children. This year, they're going off to Montana. Their older kids are in college, and their older kids have been trying to simulate interest in this trip without much success. The idea of sitting in the back seat of a big van with the little kids in the seat in front of you and your parents sitting up front and driving across North Dakota into Montana and then stopping there and not going to the coast, which is really where you want to go, is a painful thought to these young people. Their college classmates are going down to a resort in Mexico where you swim up to a bar and you order drinks and you sit there in water and you drink them. That's where they would prefer to go. But their parents are helping them out with tuition, and so they haven't much say in this. They're like indentured servants, a form of servitude. It's that time of year that's the rummage sale at the Sons of Canute Temple, and everything is on sale to benefit the Shining Star Scholarship Fund, which mostly sends kids to college away from Lake Wobegon, and they never do return. They go off someplace where people can regard them more highly than we ever could, knowing what we know. So it's an odd event, but everybody supports it for some reason. Who knows why? The Sons of Canute put out a notice, no large items, a sign outside, no large items. But this year, as every year, people have brought in sofas, oftentimes under cover of darkness, and they brought in appliances, and they brought in a lot of exercise machines, and they're all there, as well as, you know, winter clothing and all the rest of it, and boxes of books. And there's a whole section of the rummage sale that is devoted to Mrs. Knutson's stuff. It's all over there in a corner. Mrs. Knutson, when she was a child, she raised chickens. And from this, people assumed that she was interested in chickens, though she did it for her parents' sake. And somebody gave her some chicken figurines for Christmas, and she made the mistake of expressing admiration for them. And ever since then, for her birthday and for every occasion, people have given her chicken tchotchkes. They have given her salt and pepper shakers and placemats and napkins and quilts and pictures of chickens. And she's filled up her house with things having to do with chickens, which gradually she has come to loathe and despise over the years. But being Lutheran, she is unable to express personal preference. And so she's never been able to tell them to please cut it out. Finally, she got into her early 80s, and Bob Knutson, her husband, started to, well, the way he walked, lifting up his feet and kind of sticking his neck out and turning his head around and so forth, and he had that big belly and those little skinny legs, he kind of started to look like poultry himself. And then when he died, she was finally able to move out of that house, and she just cleaned everything out of it, and she put it in the rummage sale. She's this poor woman. See, the way you get away from this, you get away from bad nicknames, you get away from stereotypes that you've carried with you since you were a child, is that you move away. You move to California. You move to Santa Barbara. And this is the story. It goes way back. You know, whenever I come to Santa Barbara and I meet Minnesotans, I always want to ask them, what did they call you back home? Did they call you Stinky? They did, didn't they? Did they call you Pokey? I guess so. You get away from that by moving away, but she was never able to move away until Bob died. And then she got herself a one-bedroom apartment up in that condo complex. And there she is. She's just as happy as can be. You have to move away usually for that. People call you red, and they assume that your favorite color is red. And so every year they'll give you red things. And you'll never be able to tell them otherwise until you move to Santa Barbara. And here you are. You look beautiful. You're wearing yellow at last. And people are calling you Nadine, which is your given name. And not Pokey. It's not Pokey. This is why people move away. Oh, we know all of these things in Lake Wobegon. We know we are a great exporter of people. We know that people would rather come and live in Santa Barbara if they possibly could, if they could afford the houses. Oh, they know all of that. It was the big graduation dinner at Lake Wobegon Lutheran Church put on by the Thanatopsis Club and Eunice Tollefson presiding. In Lake Wobegon, we are so polite that we promote people we do not like to top positions, lest they should ever find out that we don't like them. And so there was Eunice presiding over this festive feast for all of the young women graduates of the class of 2010, all 86 of them. They're all sitting at these beautiful tables, and Eunice was giving her speech about how this is a happy time and it is also a sad time, when there was this horrific crash in the kitchen that sounded like the refrigerator had fallen over, and none of the women moved a muscle. The men are in charge of the chicken dinner for this banquet every year. They did not get up, and Evelyn proceeded to introduce all 86 of the graduates, as back in the kitchen, a leg had come off a table. Somebody had wiggled the table hours before and said, you know, this leg is kind of loose, and then nobody did anything about it, which is the case in Lake Wobegon so often. And here were trays on this great long stainless steel table with 214 breasts of chicken, which had been marinated in white wine and soy sauce and garlic, and they were all there waiting to be put on beds of basmati rice and grilled red pepper. And it all fell, and 214 chicken breasts went scooting across this filthy floor in all directions like hockey pucks, going off under tables and under stoves and everywhere, as in the cafeteria, Eunice was saying that to save time, let's hold our applause for later, as she introduced young Megan Anderson, who stood up. But then some people clapped for Megan Anderson, so then they had to clap for everybody after that, lest anyone should feel neglected or left out. And so with that extra time, the men were able to recover the situation. And Clint said, just go pick them up, wash them off, wipe them off, and put them back on the plates. Ralph brought him a chicken breast. It was covered with hair. He said, just wipe it off. Just wipe it off. Just don't bother me with it. So they got all the way to Lindsay Youngquist, and she was applauded for. And then the men came in the door carrying big trays of glistening chicken breasts on beds of basmati rice with grilled red pepper. They bore them in through the door and passed them around at the tables. And the women studied theirs very, very closely because they knew what had happened. Women know there's no keeping secrets from women. They're able to read sound very carefully. They knew exactly what had happened, and they looked at their chicken. Each woman studied her chicken very closely for signs of hair, for signs of sand, grains of sand, or worse, for shards of glass. Shards of glass embedded in the chicken that if you ate it unawares, moments later, blood would start trickling from your lips like in some horrible vampire movie, and you would fall face first into the basmati rice. Life is perilous. Life is dangerous, especially at home. It's very dangerous and perilous. Most accidents happen at home, and that's one more reason why you should leave. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.